37:23 before the hour of 9 o'clock. Our next guest on our Newsmaker Hotline is entertainment editor of Breitbart.com, Jerome Hudson, and his new book, 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Jerome, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. So, wow, so many really good factoids in this book, 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. You know, you got Joe Biden and Kamala Harris going around saying they're going to wipe out the Trump tax cuts, and they're only going to punish the wealthy. It's going to people make it over $400,000. But in your book, we learn that the Trump tax cuts actually brought all sorts of money into the United States, right?
Yeah, actually, to the tune of an historic amount of corporate taxes. Most corporations go about doing business to avoid the high corporate income taxes. So the president's tax plan actually cut that top rate from 28% to 21%. And wouldn't you know, it actually resulted in about $1 trillion coming from overseas banks. And much of that money was used to actually invest in the worker, invest in growing the particular industry, and that easily resulted in more jobs. I mean, I do think that people remember sort of that it felt like a month-long news cycle in which you had the Walmart and Target and all of these corporations actually sending checks to their employers, and it all resulted in the President's Tax Cuts and Jobs Act in 2017. It was 2017, and it's one reason why I wanted to actually write about it, because 2017 feels like it was 10 years ago, dealing just because of everything that we've dealt with. But right. The President, he announced his candidacy as wanting to actually do that, and he did, and it really did benefit a lot of Americans.
Well, the estimate is that if the Biden tax increase were to go into effect, it would cost roughly 5 million jobs and cost each family around $6,500 in annual income. I'm unsure why people, if they know that fact, would even consider voting for the Harris-Biden ticket. Are you clear on that? Can you help me out?
No, I write about it, and hopefully everybody will pick up the book. I mean, the tax cuts were a huge boon to the middle class. The political press has done a horrifically bad job of actually reporting not just this policy, but everything surrounding the Trump administration. I mean, the act actually raised taxes on the rich because it capped their ability to deduct their state and local taxes from reported federal income to just 10,000%, but it was a huge boon to the middle class. It doubled the standard deduction for singles from $6,300 in 2017 to $12,000 in 2018. Nearly doubled the standard deduction for married couples. I mean, this is all real money, and this, of course, was before China sent a world economy destroying virus that really destroyed large swaths of our economy. But it is, I think, again, a reason why the president leads and has led Joe Biden in terms of people saying that they trust the president to steward the economy more than they trust Sleepy Joe. And again, it's because of the policies the president was actually able to put in place that economically benefited everyone.
We're talking with Jerome Hudson. The book is 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. And one of those things that the media refuses to cover is just how well black and Hispanic Americans have done under this administration. Poverty rate dropping to all-time lows. Now we're seeing people like Ice Cube, 50 Cent, and others out there saying, well, wait a minute, we've looked at the Biden economic plan. It's not a good one. So, again, what can you tell us about how black and Hispanic communities have done under this president, Jerome?
No, in 2018, the average number of new women-owned businesses opened per day reached a record level. So that number reached 1,821. It dipped down to an average of just 4 new openings in 2019. So, it was still historic levels. And what was interesting about that figure is that black women represented the largest share of new businesses opened per day in 2018, it represented about 42% of that average of 1,821. And what's interesting about that is black women supported the candidacy of Donald Trump the least at the ballot box. But the irony is that they benefited the most from his economic policies. The president actually got almost 100 of the presidents and leaders of historically black colleges and universities in the Oval Office a couple of years ago. And his basic pitch was, I don't understand why you have to continue to come to Washington, D.C. every year with your hat in hand. What I'm going to do is strike a long-term funding deal for historically black colleges and universities, and I'm going to fund your institutions of higher learning to a historic tune. And so it was fascinating for me to tell this story because this is a president that the political press and Democrats constantly castigate as being a racist, where he's actually funded higher learning institutions that benefit hundreds of thousands of black students every year. And he did it to historic levels. And again, it's just one part of this amazing story that the president has to tell.
And you get a lot more amazing things. 50 things they don't want you to know about Trump. Jerome Hudson's the author. Jerome, thanks for joining us this morning.